I no longer hear the surrounding city at all now. Daidokuji is in full bloom, a world unto itself. If I really try, I can pick out details from Kyoto outside. But it's almost like I have to wrench these sounds out of Daidokuji's grip. It's not that the temple blocks these outside sounds out, as much as it fills its own space with so much sound. Though now the birds have quieted down, and the drums and bells are gone, Daidokuji seems fuller than ever. A very old, shrunken man makes his way slowly to the stairs in front of the hondo. He is so hunched over, I can only imagine he sees not much more than the ground beneath his feet. A walker supports his two hands as he inches forward. At the base of the stairs, he leaves the walker and now, unbelievably, walks up the stairs to the entrance of the hondo. I've stopped watching him now. I hear the clank of the coin thrown in the collection box, then a slow and deep, almost imperceptible chant. And then suddenly the chant turns into a song, and he has the most beautiful voice.